Frank Gaffney, China Lying About Its Coronavirus Status With Media's Support. By Robert Krajicek on March 25, 2020. Frank Gaffney, executive chairman and founder of the Center for Security Policy, said, "We're not being told the truth by the Chinese Communist Party," referring to China's claims regarding the status of the coronavirus outbreak within its borders. "What we're witnessing, I think, is evidence that the Chinese are not telling the truth about the actual state of the disease in their country," said Gaffney on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. "This has been suspected for some time. The evidence is accumulating." Gaffney continued, "For example, the Chinese government maintains that not a single member of the People's Liberation Army, not one, has been infected with the coronavirus, the Chinese virus, and that's completely preposterous. Of course, especially since large numbers of Chinese military personnel have been deployed to Wuhan and places like it. Listen." Marlowe asked about a recent report of the disappearance of about 21 million cell phone accounts in China over the past 3 months. Gaffney replied, "This is deeply suspicious, whether it's 21 million people who have ceased to be able to use their cell phones or perhaps no longer exist is very much an open question. But one of the things that ought to be instructive here is the Chinese are now beginning to use cell phones as part of their larger security police state apparatus to establish whether people have the virus." Gaffney went on, "If those 21 million people don't turn up, it will be a strong indication that something has befallen them that is precluding them from using their phones. We'll have to wait and see, but it's an interesting and frightening indication that, again, we're not being told the truth by the Chinese Communist Party. It seems like the United States media are praising China for having a quick and robust response to the coronavirus outbreak," said Marlowe, highlighting American news media outlets' forwarding of Chinese state claims as accurate. Gordon Chang, Daily Beast columnist and author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War, also noted the parallel narratives pushed by both America's left-wing news media and China's state-run propaganda regarding the coronavirus outbreak. "Last week, President Donald Trump said some American news media are aligned with China. The press is very dishonest," remarked Trump, adding, "They are siding with China. They are doing things they should not be doing. They're siding with many others. The mainstream press in this country is rooting for the other side and endlessly amplifying and giving credence to and otherwise legitimating Chinese propaganda," concurred Gaffney, describing left-wing news media's forwarding of China's propaganda as injurious. "China and its American news media allies seek to persuade people that the United States is doing terribly with this," said Gaffney, "and that communism is a cure for coronavirus, because of the effective way it controls people, and thereby the disease, or at the very least, that China is riding to the rescue at a time when the United States is domestically preoccupied by bringing medicine and experts and masks." Last week, China's government announced a plan to send medical experts to Italy in response to the coronavirus outbreak. Gaffney praised Breitbart News for highlighting many U.S. news media outlets' political alignment with China. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.